Blog Talk Radio.
Down the street. Yeah, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Yeah.
Into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right, my name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and a producer of a Stars Born Talent event and Talk to Me Media. My motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in to Talk to Me Radio. This is season number 9 as we approach 10 years that I have brought Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me to you. And you have brought it right back to me because I've had some awesome and some wonderful guests on in the past 10 years almost. And I'm just going to name a few for people that might be listening to my show for the first time. I've had on Carmichael, the music lover, Wendell B., C.C. Penniston, Curtis Blow, Melba Moore, Glenn Jones, J.P. Justice, Drew Frazier, Christopher Williams, Doobie Powell, Keisha Rainey, Hope Flood, Riff, Gerald Kelly, J.J. Harrison, Capone, FSW, Janice Dempsey, A. Curtis Farrell, and many, many more. And we have interviewed way more people with the reporting that I've done for Talk to Me Radio and when I was with the Bridgeport Christianity Examiner, starting off with Chocolate City News back in 2005. But, you know, I cannot end this month without talking about us as a people, our history, our Black history. And I know our Black history is just not confined to the 28, 29 days of February. But as an African American person, we are African American every day of the year. So that is something that we should keep in our hearts and be prideful of that and be aware of who we are, where we've come from, how much we've overcome so that we won't repeat the same mistakes that was made in the past. And so we have been very fortunate to have so many accomplishments. And, you know, the sad part about it is what I learned in college is that there is so much history that I never knew about until I got to college. Wilberforce University, I learned so much about who we were as a people. It was like I was a sponge. And I learned so much about inventors. We have made a great and powerful impact in the United States alone over the past 400 or 500 years that we don't know. And we're not taught that. In many schools, Black history has been taken out. And you got to learn on your own. And you got to go to college. You got to learn on your own if you don't. And you got to empower yourself because where you are ignorant, well, basically that's saying a lack of knowledge, you're doomed to repeat certain things if you don't know and you're not made aware. And so I know for myself as a woman, young woman, growing up with various challenges through my childhood, that being in an all-Black college, HBCU, taught me many, many things. Being at Wilberforce and Howard, it taught me so much. It opened my eyes up to a world I had never known. It helped me to see other young African-American young women and men who were very, very focused, smart as whips. I mean, that were go-getters. It showed me a whole another side that it wasn't just the ghetto. You didn't have to be ghetto fabulous to be smart or to shine or to be noticed or to be loved. You didn't have to be violent, the biggest, baddest gangster on the block to be bad. You had other ways of showing your greatness and how powerful you are. And when you know yourself, it's hard for people to deter you and put you down and make you feel less than when there's so much to be proud of, so much just in our history alone. And I'm hoping that history continues. I hope that there continues to be young men and women grow up into leadership and helping our people to move from one stumbling block to another level and to be able to give back to their community. And so I have a awesome and fantabulous, beautiful young lady coming on. And I'm not saying that because she's my cousin. But it runs in the family. Hey, what can I say? But she is just dynamite. And so she's going to be sharing of herself and what she does as a recording artist, and also talking a little bit about what that freedom and leadership and generosity means to her and people in her age bracket, because it is about people of the future. It's about those who are coming up. We getting old, and some of us already are old. And so we're going to have to teach what we know, and in hopes of passing some of that down, and also learning from these young people, because they have a whole different way of communicating than we did. You know, when I was young, I had to go to the payphone. I didn't have no cell phone on me, okay? We didn't have these computers that were accessible to us in our homes, laptops, iPads, everything. That was not there. We had to know how to socialize. We had to know how to communicate with each other. And, you know, and I grew up in the 70s, so it was a whole different time period. But let me close my mouth before time passes us by too quickly. And I do have a special guest coming on right after Slim Pretty, which is Karee Jackson. But I do got to get into the scriptures. You know that I cannot continue without that. And so you are listening to Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio. And I'm going to start with Galatians, if I can just get to it. Galatians 6 and 9, it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." God knows that is the truth. It don't feel good in the process. Sometimes you feel discouraged. Sometimes you feel like nobody's looking at you. Nobody is feeling what you're feeling. Nobody knows what you've been through, that you're the only one, or, you know, or that you, you know, going through all kind of changes, that you're not going to make it. All I say is it's one foot in front of the other. And keep on going, and even in the hurt, keep on going, because there is a bright light at the end of the tunnel, and so you will definitely reap a harvest, and I thank God for the harvest that I did reap, and I celebrated my housewarming on this past Saturday. It wore me out. I'm in pain still, but I'm pushing through that pain because I feel that it is really important to talk about us as a people. And I didn't do a show on it last year, so I wanted to talk about it tonight. James 1 and 12. Let me go to that. "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." And that is everlasting life. That is a life in Christ Jesus in the spirit realm that he's speaking about. So we know that Christians suffer for the sake of Christ, and we can't be like everybody else. Sometimes it may make us mad, especially when you're young and you're trying to do things right. You're trying to be a leader. You're trying to be a trailblazer and blaze a path that nobody has ever walked on, and nobody before you don't know what you're doing because they don't understand the call on your life. They don't understand which direction you're trying to go. But if you have it in your heart, that's because God put it there. And if it is productive, if it is of good report, you stay on it. You stick with your dream, okay? James 3 and 1, "Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly." And that is the truth. You see teachers getting locked up every 5 minutes now for sleeping with their students, getting caught up, and it's sad. You know what I'm saying? That things like this is taking place, and maybe it's just that there's more media now, and people are able to cover it more quickly and put it out there. Maybe it's been going on. I don't know. But in any case, it's hard being in leadership sometimes because you have to be bigger than the other person. And sometimes you may not want to. But that is what being a leader is about. And we mess up, but we can get right back up and try again. And so for you young people, don't give up on being a leader. Don't give up on being different, because different is good. And I know you guys, as teenagers, you want to be like everybody. But that's not always the way to go, especially when you're trying to create change, when you're trying to do something spectacular, and it will pay off in the end. Matthew 20:26, and that's going to be my last scripture for today. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be a servant. So in serving people, in doing something that's going to help somebody else or enlighten, encourage, teach, awaken somebody else is going to cause you to walk in a path of leadership. But with being a leader, you must first know how to be led. And that means going to school. That means listening to your teacher, even if you think they old and stupid. That means doing the things that is necessary for you to get your education. Because even though it might not be that important to you right now, in the future it will be. So you need to obtain something to compete out here. And if you are of African American descent, I was told when I was young, you got to be twice as good. And so even just to get the same treatment or the same benefit on the job as your counterpart that may not be as smart as you or have as much education as you. So it's real. It's real, real. So in any case, I want to stop right there. I'm going to go to maybe 1 minute of a song, and I'm going to plug Kari in. This is a song that I love. I've had Wendell B. on my show already last year. This one is called Learning How to Love.
Now I'm learning about. See, I've been known to stay out on the free.
there you had it. That was Wendell B. I got to stop because I got to interview my cousin. This is Karee Jackson, a.k.a. Slim Pretty. Hello?
Hi. Hi, Sheree.
Hi. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. And you? I was enjoying the tunes.
Yeah. I know sometimes I run a little bit over trying to listen to it, but I got to have you on, and we can go over the 7 o'clock mark. I do have a special guest coming on for the second half, and I just want to thank you again for coming out and sharing in my celebration of my housewarming and being...
It was a blessing.
Finally being... Thank you. Thank you. Now,
thank you,
Karee,
for inviting me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, let's get a little bit into what it is that you do, because I know you have a lot of gifts, and you're very good in both areas that you do, and then maybe there's some other gifts and talents that I don't even know you have.
Yeah.
So could you just share with us?
Yes, I was listening to your word that you said before you went into the song, and I was really feeling that when you were talking about having a calling on your life, and sometimes like you don't know what it is or why you're doing the things you're doing, and sometimes
right.
you get stressful, sometimes you fall out, but you still pick up and keep going. So I just wanted to
yes.
start off with that because before I say anything else, but
yes.
music is something I do to express myself, and I've been doing music since I was like 15 and probably longer than that. I actually been rapping at like family cookouts. You know, they used to have me up there rapping at stage on
yeah.
stage, like to the family all the time, you know, in my diaper. But it was just something that I always had inside of me, and I did. And thank God
right.
For my brother and my cousin, Trell and Ronnie May. They picked me up at 15. We started going. I went to my first studio session with my brother on my birthday. So after
oh,
we
wow.
did that, you know, yeah, and that's the thing. That's another thing. And I feel so blessed that I have two individuals, like FanBiz Entertainment, that's what the label is called. But I have two individuals that recognize my dream. And sometimes I just got to thank God. You get what I'm saying? Because they really put a lot
yep.
behind the scenes of pushing me. And sometimes I think, you know, they don't have to be doing this. And that's another thing. I just feel like everything is in God's plan. So after I did my first studio session, I've been going back and putting out songs. But the problem was with me, I was kind of always struggling with kind of trying to mold my character because, you know, the generation now, even when I was growing up, music, you know, it's with the younger kids, it's kind of different. You know, what
yeah.
they like to hear, you know, what they like to hear is what they like to hear. So if you want to capture
right.
their attention, and like you were speaking about being different, that's another thing
right.
that I feel like, you know, I leaned on just being different and allowing myself to be different at a young age.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Going to studio sessions and, you know, doing other things, you know, other teens weren't doing, I just really felt blessed. So I'm
yes.
going back in the studio this week, and I have a lot of songs in store, a lot of things to drop. But I was just struggling with trying to mold, like, you know, being a coach and being a music artist, you know, you want to be a great positive figure for the kids. And mind you, when I did my team, I was like probably around the same age I started recording. So I was the same age as my friend. So I always just wanted to find a way to, you know, give a light of who Slim Pretty was and, you know,
right.
be respected.
Yes, absolutely. And it takes a lot of work, but you don't have to work at being yourself too much. I mean, that's just who you are.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful. I mean, I'm not the best fan of the new rap that's out now, but
yeah.
I had to really sit there and watch your video and listen to the words because words are very important. That stupid
yeah.
song, you know, saying back in the day, sticks and stones would may break your bones, but words don't hurt. Yes, they do. because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I always tell the students that I used to teach, when you are doing something for the public eye, be careful because you don't know who's listening. You might have a little 6-year-old repeating everything that you say, you know?
Yes. And then being me, you know, the figure that I wanted to take on in my community, you know, like I've always wanted to be a leader, a youth leader, my, you know, wherever I was. So I always thought about, you know, when I started to release stuff and I started to do stuff, I always thought about, you know, the kids around me and the examples they will start to, you know, follow. So now, as a 23-year-old woman, you know, the music that I put out now, it's not so, like, filtered, like, I'm not going to be myself, but I just, I always want to, you know, be respected. And I keep it hip-hop. I try to keep it hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's my thing growing up. Listening to, you know, some of the old artists growing up, I was just always a hip-hop fan.
Good.
So and my music, I just express, you know, self-respect, you know.
Yes, absolutely, and you're very beautiful. I think you have the total package, you know, because in being an artist, you know, and I noticed from people who've been in the industry, you have to be the total package. You got to be everything, and you got to be ready because you never know that door can open up for you tomorrow, and you got to ask yourself, am I ready to go through it right now?
Yep.
And not just dealing, yes, and you know, because a lot of these young kids think it's all about being on the camera, but there's a business end. There's a part where you got to know how to read. You got to know how to do math, you know?
Yeah, and that's where my management comes in. Thank God for them.
Right, exactly. You know, and so, you know, you have to be able to be responsible and accountable, too, for your actions, even when you become famous, you know, because you get something, he could take it away as well. But I do want to ask you, you've already been talking about leadership. What does freedom mean to you? I mean, we heard about Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and the main people that they have taught us in the community for years. But what does freedom mean for you and your generation?
Freedom in my generation would mean, because there's a lot of stuff going on nowadays. So I think, to me, it would mean to just be able to thrive and be great, not even just, like, as our people, but, you know, everybody, every nation, thrive and be great and, you know, work hand in hand, you know, to make the world better. No animosity, no, like, it's just a lot of stuff that goes on, which is, like, tapped into, you know, the government, which I don't like. But it's just a lot of stuff that goes on, and people get blinded by the fact that all we have to do is support one another, you know? So I think freedom is just everybody being great and everybody allowing each other to be great.
Okay. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, babe. So, generosity, you are giving of yourself. You have put yourself on the line. You are sacrificing time, energy, everything. And so, where do you think the generosity is coming from?
Generosity, that's a good word. But I don't think it's more of, like, generosity. I would really say I don't want to use destiny either because, you know, where I'm at, my destination is not, you know, where I'm supposed to be. But I would just say it comes from my calling all my life, kind of. Because a lot of things I do day to day is very stressful. And, you know, I don't ever look for money from it. You know, or I don't ever look for any, if publicity does come, you know, it just comes. And I think that's when God sends it that way for, you know, certain reasons that we got to get things done. But I don't ever look for anything in return. And that's why I always question myself. I love what I do. It's some moments where it's all good. And it's some moments where you just feel like, you know, why, and you feel lost, like, you know, should I just stop everything I'm doing now? But then again, the next day, you pick back up and you just keep going, and you got another, a better idea than what you had last week. So I really just think it's the calling on my life. That's what I really think. That's why that word you was, I was feeling that word you were speaking earlier.
Yes, and, you know, because being a leader, you know, it takes being a servant, it takes giving. I remember when I first started doing spoken word and acting, and I got my first manager, Family Room Records, out of Brooklyn. I was 34, but I didn't look 34, thank God. But I think I did about 100 or more shows before I even received a dime from anyone.
Yeah. You gotta
and
get going.
It was so frustrating because I had to come up with money a lot to travel, you know, to go into the city back and forth, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. But it was something compelling me at that time to keep going forward, like you said.
Yes, and that's like with my step team, New Creation Step Team. It was funded in 2012 with my mom, Marie Davis, President Marie. And along with, we have coaches. We have Coach Isaiah Jefferson. We have Coach Sylvia Davis. We have Coach Monea Cabo, and myself. But growing up and doing it all, it's like if you look for the support of others, then it wasn't destined to be. You get what I'm saying? Like if what you're doing and you stop what you're doing because you feel like nobody's looking this way, you know, it wasn't something, because it's been times on my team where we go from three members. We'll have three members for, like, I'll say 2 months or even maybe 5 months or maybe 4 members. And then it'll be times where we have close to 100 or 100 members. You get what I'm saying? So I've witnessed being patient.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I just witnessed just sticking it out, and that's the main thing. When you be patient long enough to trust what you're doing, you get to see those high moments, you know, that are in store for you.
Absolutely, and stop right there. New Creation Step Team, if you guys have not seen them dance, I have seen them go from, you know, a dance team initially starting out in the very beginning, because when I did my first talent show here, I somehow connected with Marie, and I didn't even know that she was family at that time. And it was Marie, and it was, I got a brain freeze. But the other coach, Tara, at the time. And I look back over the pictures from when y'all first started out in the videotape, and y'all were good then, but now it's like, you know, with everything, it grows, it blossoms.
It
absolutely. And now you have three teams. You have Isaiah, who started out when I remember him and you and him dancing, and the older kids, y'all are like, you know, off kilter. And then you danced in at the Jamaican thing, the Jamaican concert, and, you know, you had that girl out there, and people think big people can't dance. That's a lie.
Yeah.
She tore it up. I still got it on video. So, I mean, I commend Marie, because she has sacrificed so much, and Sylvia, and now you are one of the coaches. You're in a position of leadership. So tell me about that. The kids that was dancing now see you that was one of them in a position of leadership. How do you handle that?
I just feel like, because truthfully, I really just think I give my gift from my mom, well, coaching-wise, because that was just something that happened, because she used to do it way back. My mom used to coach Roosevelt. She used to coach schools like Step Team, and they told me I was a baby like way before I could remember. But now, like, she tells me a lot of times, like, I remind myself, you know, a lot of her when I do my coaching techniques and I do my stuff. And truthfully, I be thinking sometimes I don't realize where I get it from, but when I'm in my mojo, I just really like to see the kids on my team open up. That's what I like the most. And I like to see that moment when you notice what you're capable of. I like, because when we do our tryouts, we don't do our tryouts based upon who's more talented. You get what I'm saying? We're working with everybody. The tryout is just a term we use for, like, you know, come show us, you know, what you can do, come try out. But we accept all the kids. And we, love the part to train them, because the kids that thought, like, I could never do this, the kids that think they could give up, when they get to that moment when they're on stage and they open up and like a butterfly, I love it. And then after that, every room they step in, everything they encounter, it just elevates. Their confidence is like, you know, like, what else am I capable of? So then they go on and they venture and they do great. And I love to see the people on my team, like the kids, some of them left, some of them went on to college, some of them, like Isaiah, is still sticking around coaching, even him, like, amazing. Like, I love to see people progress, or kids.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, y'all were dynamite. I mean, I had two coach teams that very first year of Star is Born, and one from New Haven. And I'm not saying they weren't good, because they were good. They had the costumes and all of that. They were, you know, stuff like that. But every year, Marie was just so kind and saying, yes, we're coming back. And which
awesome.
Age group? which age group do you want? You know, thank you so much. And it's nothing but, you know, the grace of God and, like you say, evolving. Which was a real pertinent word that you used right there, because it is true. And if you're not evolving, something's wrong. You know, but I do want to take a break. I do not want you to hang up. If you hang up, call back in, because what I'd like to do is go to a break, and then I'm going to have my special guest to call in and talk. And then after that, I would like to hear some of your rapping.
Okay, I could
well,
probably fit a verse for you guys. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay. All right then. So stay on the line. You know, I'm gonna mute you out, but you're still in queue. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
There you have it. That was Slim Pretty. She was talking about her experiences with freedom, leadership, and generosity, her beginnings of New Creation Step Team, then evolving into a coach, and also her career as a recording artist doing rap. And so we're going to go to a very quick break, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Justin Bieber and this new song, Yummy, that I just really was turned on to by my nieces. And I said, it's a cute little song. So I'm going to play that for all the little young people out there that's listening, because I know y'all like this song.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, that yummy, yummy, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, that yummy, yummy, that yummy, yummy.
Put a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Put a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late.
Put a word on my way.
Bonafide stallion. No stable, no, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50 love the way you split it. Turn the racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe.
That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes
back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Put a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Put a word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late.
Put a word on my way.
Standing up, keep me on the rise. Lost control of myself, I'm compromised.
sunset, watch the sunset kinda. Yeah, yeah.
There you have it. That was Yummy by Justin Bieber. You are listening to Talk to Me Radio, hosted by Cherie Humphrey of Diamonds in the Rough. This is Talk to Me. And I have a special guest on tonight. We are talking about Black history and acts of freedom, leadership, and generosity. And this is someone that is very close to my heart. And I call her Pinky Poo, but her name is Aaliyah Evans. And I'm going to plug her in right now, and she's going to give you some facts, Black History Moment. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, wonderful. And so, Pinky Poo is an artist, she's a gymnast, she's won many, many, many awards. Over the past maybe 5 years doing gymnastics. She is an author who wrote a book, and I published it for her. Some of you may have that book that I was selling with other books that I wrote, and The Dog Who Had Asthma, coloring book. And she's just a wonderful little girl. And I do say that because she's my niece. And she's very smart, and she's going to help me, and she's going to give us a Black history moment. So who is the person that you are going to give us facts about?
Zora Neale Hurston.
Okay, wonderful. So talk up loud into the telephone so everybody can hear you. So tell us some things about Zora Neale Hurston.
She was born in 1891, and she died in 1960.
Wonderful. Okay.
She was the best known female author of the Harlem Renaissance. Annually, they hold a Zora Neale Hurston Writers Festival in Eatonville, Florida. She was born in Eatonville, Florida. She lost her mother at age 13. She took a job as traveling maid for Gilbert and Sullivan Oprah Company.
Opera.
Mm-hmm. Company.
And, okay, opera company. And what else?
While studying at Howard, she had her first short story published. She is recorded as being the first Black graduate at Barnard College in New York City. She wrote Color Struck, and Their Eyes Were Watching God, and more.
Wonderful. Let's give her some snaps. Hey. Wonderful. And so, Pinky Poo, tell everybody about your book. But before we get that, what grade are you in? You're in fourth grade. See, Auntie don't know nothing because I'm thinking you're in fifth grade. I got 16 nieces and nephews, y'all, so I'm trying to keep track of everyone. And when you were seven, you wrote a story, and Auntie published it, and you had your debut 2 years ago at an event that I gave for the kids and anybody that wanted to come. And your friend helped you read certain portions of your book. So what is the name of that book? Tell everybody what the name is.
The Dog Who Had Asthma.
And what is different about your book?
You could draw on the cover.
Uh-huh.
Color.
And you get color, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So your book is a coloring book, and the front cover is special because kids who have the book can color the front cover and make it like their own. So, Can you just tell us a little bit about the book? Just a little bit. The dog had asthma. Okay, and so what happened to the dog? And I know you said the book was dedicated to me, and you said, I see, how come you always sitting on the porch? You always come home, you sit on the porch when you come home. And that's when I was staying with you and your mommy. And I told you because I had asthma and there was a lot of smells, different fragrances, so it was hard to come breathe sometime, especially when it was hot. So you said you wrote the book, and you wrote the book for me. But what was, you know, something about the book that you wrote? Just anything. It doesn't have to be anything in particular.
There was a pup that had asthma and was sad.
And so he was sad. And so why was he sad?
Because he had asthma.
Okay, he was sad because he had asthma. And so we know there are children out there that suffer from asthma. And do you think this is a good book for them to get?
Yes.
And does the dog get better from the asthma, or does he get healed, or does the asthma get worse? What happens, you know, at the end of the story with him and the asthma? He gets better?
Yes.
Okay. He gets better. So you want to get that book because it might be something that your children who have asthma can relate to, because the dog who has asthma gets better. And so, Piggy Pooh, is there anything else you want to share? Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. All right, tell everybody goodbye.
Bye.
All right, thank you so much for calling in and sharing a Black History moment with the Talk to Me audience. So there you have it. That was Aaliyah Evans, a.k.a. Pinky Pooh, and she was giving you a Black History moment on Zora Neale Hurston, who was an author, very educated woman, living in the Harlem Renaissance period. And so we chose that particular person because we're both authors and we feel like we can relate to her, and she's a woman, and she's a Black woman who made an impact on society in her time period. And so I want to thank her so much. That's my baby. So I'm going to go to a song, and I'm going to play that, and we're going to hear a little bit more of Slim Pretty. So I think these ladies, young ladies, are doing a very, very great job. And I also am going to play Lift Every Voice to Sing, because some of you in the new generation may have never heard it in your life. But before we get into that, I'm going to play a little favorite throwback of mine by Public Announcement, Call Homie.
We party all night. I take you home in my Ferrari. Never thinking about getting it on. Never crossed my mind. Not trying to run.
Thank you.
best friend, my favorite guy.
There you have it. That was a throwback of Public Announcement called Homie. You have tuned in to Diamonds in the Rough Talk to Me Radio, and this is Cherie Humphrey. I just so delighted to have my niece be able to call in. She was on my show a few years back when she was young, so she doesn't remember it, but she decided she would help her auntie out and give some Black history facts. But I do have Slim Pretty on the line, and we're going to plug her back in so she can do some of her hip-hop for us. Hello?
Hi. I'm back.
Hi. All right. Yeah, so we were talking, and you were sharing about your beginnings, the makings of your career, and working in new creation and now as a coach and also blossoming into Slim Pretty as a hip-hop artist, and you are going to be dropping some new music soon. Where can people find your music?
I'm currently working on getting my Spotify up, but my SoundCloud is Slim Pretty, and you can find my YouTube videos, Slim Pretty Music on YouTube. And
okay.
I leaked some stuff on Instagram, SlimPretty_XO. So that's where you can find my stuff at.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful, because we want people to connect with you. And also, you know, if someone wants to book you, you know, they can get in touch with your manager, and hopefully you have some paying gigs, because I know exactly what it means to be a starving artist and putting together pennies to get to a show that's not going to pay you. So I understand completely. And after so many years, you know, you do it for so long, it's like, okay, it's time to elevate and get into the realm of getting compensated.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I just commend you for pushing and doing what you do. Yes, you're welcome, baby. So, you know, give us what you got whenever you're ready.
So this is it's actually on my SoundCloud. My song is on there. I think I made this probably like in 2000. I was in high school, so probably like 2015-ish I made this song.
Okay.
It's called Unpredictable, and I really like
yes.
it. So I think y'all are going to like it. All right. So,
okay.
Sit back, just looking at the bigger picture. Notice a few that's only rocking with you. All the crap people talk is only making glitter, cause I sparkle even when everything get bitter. Younger from the block, deep dimples with high socks. Watch big as mouth talk junk then fold up like a box. Everything is not what it seems. Tough skin, skin deep soft like whipped cream. Will this be the best story that's ever wrote? I don't know, but I'ma sing it forever though, cause this world is so unpredictable. You never know, you never know. The truth is too critical. People ignore it because it's heavy, yo. But this world is so unpredictable. You never know, you never know. Growing up in the hood, the heavy barrier. Don't get me wrong, I admit it built character. Guard always up, popping off like cheap acrylic. I do it for my fans and stay focused on the mission. Bugging, way to the top, I'ma touch it. Same teams that was homeless, out here making dozens. Young is out here shooting, killing their own cousins. Bugging. Tables turn, lessons learned. Nobody don't give respect, so lessons earned. The more you close your filthy mouth, the less it's heard. say whatever, just make sure that it's clever. The words I love you don't always make it better. Switch cousins like chameleons just to make some millions. Get blocked out and replaced for being sensitive. Heart is worth nothing nowadays. Want to get high off life, but it's laced. I said, this is for the youngins of the future. Keep a good mind, dream big like Luther. People gonna talk, so don't never let them do you. Ladies think smart, don't let these people use you. Don't be foolish, cause foolish people get walked over. And don't be scared, cause punks get talked over. Don't worry, luck will find you like a green clover. And don't be doing dumb things just to find closure. Unpredictable, life get miserable. Some things you'll never know. Until the truth unfolds, I say unpredictable. Life gets miserable. Some things you'll never know until the truth unfolds. But they hide that. Your pride stand by that. When roller coaster goes down, then ride that. When roller coaster goes down, then ride that. Say don't get sidetracked. Your pride stand by that. When roller coaster goes down, then ride that. When roller coaster goes down, then ride that. I'm going to just start right there.
All right. I understand that part. Roller coaster go down and ride that.
Yeah.
The hop. I like your rhythm and your rhyme. You're definitely a hip-hop artist. I mean, because I know when I was your age, I tried a song called, writing a song called Big Booty Draws. It just did not work out. So, you definitely have a knack and a definite talent for it. So, cuz, keep going and put your stuff out there so as many people as possible can see it. I do know that this show is being heard over in Australia, Indonesia, some places in Europe. Yes, and it tells you, it shows you like on the world map where it's hitting and pinging off of. So send it out to as many friends as you have on your social media. And I will definitely, well, you have the link already, correct?
Yeah, so I can send it out.
Yep, so just wait
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, you are so welcome. Wait a few minutes until the show is, like, loaded up and send it out. And I think you did an excellent job. And just keep on going with it. And like you said, don't give up.
Mm.
Is there anything else? Anything else that you would like to tell the audience, like, people that are around your age? Is it some last-minute thought that you want to share?
Yeah, I have probably the social media accounts for my music and my step team, New Creation ST on Instagram. Make sure you guys follow, and our YouTube page is New Creation Step Team. And for my music, that song you can find on my SoundCloud. You can just type in Slim Pretty. And Slim Pretty Music on YouTube.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And you definitely are welcome to come back in the future. You know, so contact me and let me know
definitely.
If something new is dropping. Have a good night, baby. Thank
definitely.
You.
You too. Stay blessed.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there you have it. That was Karee Jackson, a.k.a. Slim Pretty. She did her thing. I don't know what words you young people use. She laid it down, and it was hot fire. Just to get old, okay? You know, I got to get used to these new words. But it was awesome. I want to thank my beautiful niece, Pinky Poo, who read us some information on Zora Neale Hurston. And that was definitely a black history moment. But there's so many people that have contributed to our history and done amazing things, inventions and more. And I just want to go over some names so that if your child is listening or, you know, need to know somebody besides Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks, and I'm not putting them down, believe me, I'm not. But there needs to be more in-depth information that is given to these children. and updated books in the school system and not some old raggedy books from 1975. So there needs to be stuff that they are learning and they are being able to expound on other than the main people that they learn about every year. So you have W.E.B. Du Bois, W.C. Handy, Philip A. Patton Jr., Jesse Redmond Fawcett. You have Ubi Blake, Noble Sissel, Oscar Mucinex, Gertrude Ma Rainey, James Van Der Zee, Marcus Garvey, Francis Hall Johnson, as you heard, Zora Neale Hurston, Augusta Savage, Bessie Smith, Paul Robeson, Duke Ellington, Thomas Andrew Dorsey, Louis Armstrong, Langston Hughes, Dorothy West, and a gazillion more African-American people who have contributed and built this United States. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. This is the second episode of 2020 as we approach 10 years of doing radio. I want to thank you so much. Share this with someone and that they may learn something and be encouraged. And if you'd like a radio interview, please call me. Fees will apply. And thank you so much. Happy Love Day again, and happy Black History Month, and continue to stay blessed. And signing out, and I'm going to take you out. We'll lift every voice and sing.
Let me lock it in on the basis.